Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a great Monday. It's time to go in the paint with Wes Bryant. Wes, what's happening in the world of sports?
Melanie, we're going to go in the paint, then we're going to go back in the trenches, on the track, boxing ring, you name it. We're doing it. It was a sports weekend chock full of major events, and we start in the NBA after an epic first round. We're going to a second round that could be one for the ages. We get things kicked off. We had a weekend full of Game 7, elimination games, and now, like they say, some of the lesser teams have now gone home, and we got nothing left. But the big dog starting things off tonight, the Indiana Pacers and the Washington Wizards kick their series off starting tonight at 7. Then you got the Miami Heat and Brooklyn, the Nets, who swept the Heat during the regular season series 4-0. We'll see if that can translate into success versus the two-time defending champions. They kick things off on Tuesday at 7. Then we have San Antonio in the Western Conference versus the Portland Trail Blazers, the red-hot, young, precocious Portland Trail Blazers on Tuesday. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, led by soon-to-be-named MVP Kevin Durant, versus the number 3-seeded Los Angeles Clippers, spearheaded by former Wake Forest guard and Louisville, North Carolina's own Chris Paul. They will kick things off tonight at 9:30. Golf, right here in the Queen City, we had the Quail Hollow Championship. J.B. Holmes took home the trophy, shooting 14 under to win it over Jim Furyk and Martin Flores. It was his third PGA Tour win on his career. And then the NFL draft, the moment we've all been waiting for here in the Queen City, football fans alike. This Thursday night at 8 p.m., and all eyes in the Queen City will be looking to see if the Panthers can, in fact, replace the legend that is number 89, Steve Smith, and also fill some other needs on the offense, such as offensive line, and then defensively in the secondary. Now, many pundits for months have suspected the Panthers could take a wide receiver with their first pick, and they have them taking anyone from wide receiver Brandon Cooks from Oregon State, who has a short stature similar to Steve Smith, but a big-time game, to towering wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin from Florida State, who stands 6'5". So Thursday night will be all the drama, and Panther fans will definitely be looking to see if they can find somebody out there on the edge to replace Steve Smith. NASCAR over the weekend in a crazy race full of wrecks everywhere. Denny Hamlin took home the NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship at Talladega for his first win of the season. Boxing this weekend, Floyd Money Mayweather took home the decision over Marcus Maidana Saturday night from Las Vegas to push his record to an unblemished 46-0. So he got the job done this weekend, and one of the best fights that you will ever see featuring Floyd Money Mayweather. They were going toe-to-toe the whole night. Then you got California Chrome taking home the championship. He was the favorite in the Kentucky Derby, and he did not disappoint, coming out there getting the job done. And lastly, the Charlotte Knights have lost 4 in a row, and their week ahead includes 2 home series versus Lehigh Valley and Buffalo. So go out there to the brand spanking new BB&T ballpark this weekend. They will be there all week long. 2 home series, so go check them out. And Melanie, this has been in the trenches, in the paint, in the ballpark, in the boxing ring, whatever you want to call it, featuring your man, Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, but we get all the way live. We got you covered, Melanie. We got it done.
He covers it all right here every Monday on Praise 100.9, 92.7. And if by chance you missed some of all of that, you can catch the recap on PraiseCharlotte.com. Thanks, Wes.